Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Hi, this is Jan Saran, and thank heaven for slow news days, because today the Chicago Tribune Sunday's issue front page, it takes up the entire page. The title of the article is "Are Food Dyes Worth the Risk?" And there's huge beakers of green, blue, and red dyes, and it says pushing for FDA action, critics blame synthetic food dyes for kids' behavioral problems and cite Europe's move to require warning labels. And these articles, I really recommend that you consider getting a couple copies of this paper and including it in some of your training and healthy lifestyle presentations. It even lists a whole bunch of food colorings that have been pulled from the market here in the U.S. over the years and what problems they have found. Some of the oranges were shown to do organ cancer, the greens, liver cancer, the red, 2 and 4 and 76, possible carcinogen, used only in maraschino cherries after 65, causes adrenal gland problems, on and on and on. Anyway, but the article is fabulous. Apparently a group of doctors here in the U.S. have petitioned because of the studies that were done in Europe and published in their medical journals called The Lancet. It says that synthetic food colors have been suspected of triggering behavior problems in children since the 70s. And now this is The Lancet, the medical journal, so that hyperactive behavior increases in children ages 3, 8, and 9 when they consume two different mixtures of artificial colors plus a preservative. And the preservative, by the way, is one we always talk about, that's sodium benzoate. And this was done on general population children, not children already suspected of having sensitivities to dyes and problems. And in this study, they said it was particularly strong because it didn't rely on the parents making the judgment as to the improvement, but relied on the children's behavior being rated by teachers, researchers, and computers. It says that in Europe now, their standards agency tells parents to reduce or eliminate these six colors from their children's diet. The Committee of the European Parliament voted to ban all synthetic dyes from foods consumed by babies and small children. But, of course, the FDA here says there is no evidence and goes on and on. Very interesting. There are allergists here at the Children's Memorial Hospital in Illinois that are recommending that parents try reducing gluten and dyes in their children's diet. And then I'm just going to read some of the concluding paragraphs here. It says, many companies have also reformulated products to adjust for these new regulations in Europe. For example, Kellogg's strawberry Nutri-Grain cereal bars sold in the U.S. contain red 40, yellow 6, and blue 1, but in the U.K. the cereal bars contain natural alternatives from beetroot red and paprika extracts. And then they're talking about a doctor. I don't think the dyes are good for anyone, says Dr. Alan Green, a clinical professor for pediatrics at Stanford University of Medicine, who signed the CSPI petition. The only benefit is to trick you into eating the food or to make it look healthier than it is. So anyway, this is just awesome. I love it. As I say, thank heavens for slow news days so we can get our message out.